Last time Errol Akdamar was here, he's the head of medical city healthcare here. He'd just been given $1.5 billion to spend on stuff. I think he's about spit out. It's time to talk again. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, David. Appreciate it.
So I saw the other day, some time ago, you guys bought the Forest Park Medical Facility over there on Central, across from your, on the other side of your hospital.
We did it.
And now you're spending another, $90 million on it to turn it into two separate hospitals.
That's correct. We purchased it about 2 years ago, the facility itself. At that point, the Medical City Dallas campus, as you well know, has continued to grow sort of decade over decade.
Yeah, another $125 million out of women's hospital.
Yes, yes. And so a lot of investment. At the time, 2 years ago that we purchased that campus, we had just finished an expansion centered around inpatient rehab and orthopedics on the Dallas campus. Probably that project was just under $100 million. And so we took the opportunity to pick up that adjacent land across 75, which we knew within 2 to 5 years we were going to need further expansion. That campus worked well as an adjunct to the Dallas campus. And
You been using it?
We have not been using it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I thought.
We have not been using it. And we're really looking for a purposeful, strategic ability to bring some marquee programs to that campus. That opportunity identified itself about a year ago. And so, as you mentioned, we're opening Medical City Heart Hospital and Medical City Spine Hospital on that campus. We had the ability to spend about $90 million to refurbish the campus some, but also to create the technology and infrastructure.
Wow.
Building on the historic sort of amenities of that facility, which had nice amenities, but coming in with new technology and some improvements therein, resulting in the heart and spine hospital on that campus.
Yeah, but you must be receiving like Harry and David fruit boxes every year from every engineering firm and every construction firm in North Texas, because you've been working on Frisco and McKinney and in Fort Worth.
Yeah, so just to mention those campuses, so on the Medical City Arlington campus, you talked about the Women's Hospital at Dallas, about $130 million, just under $100 million at Arlington, and part of that was the Women's Hospital we created at Arlington. We did buy the Frisco Forest Park campus,
right,
and now have turned it into a full-service acute hospital, and just recently, I think in October, began to deliver babies at that hospital, so women's focus, surgical focus, et cetera. And then on McKinney's campus, we are building a behavioral health pavilion as well as a rehab pavilion. And really, David, if you look at almost all of our hospitals across the Metroplex, of which there are 14, really none of them have been untouched as it relates to renovation and expansion in the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, the other thing we talked about the first time you were here, and you were pretty new to the job, is you were going to try to unify all these under one name, and you'd made some acquisitions, and they were known. But now you have,
and
everything, so you can brand Medical City.
We have, and great point. We did roll that brand out right about that same time. I would tell you that it's performed very well in the market. I think more of the community is recognizing Medical City Healthcare as the destination for healthcare excellence. More of our physicians are recognizing that we are a system of care. And so whether you enter our system at one of our urgent care clinics, which we have not branded, the Care Now,
right,
it's the under brand of Medical City Healthcare, kind of powered by Medical City Healthcare. Whether you enter there or at one of our community-based hospitals, our patients and our physicians understand that you're getting that continuity of care, that coordinated care across the system.
The interesting thing is putting money in what I would call old line conventional hospitals.
Sure.
Because there was a time not too many years ago, I said, well, that's dead.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be spine clinics or heart clinics or knee or neck and ambulatory, and the days of bringing people into the campus and keeping them for a week, those days are over with.
Sure.
That's wrong, I guess.
Well, I think it's wrong, sort of. I think in a market, first of all, looking at the population is aging. So just by the nature of the aging population and the boomers kind of hitting a certain age, there is higher demand for inpatient services. Couple that in Dallas-Fort Worth with just the growth of the population, and just look around at what's happening with the business community, what's happening with residential development, and we are just growing like crazy. I mean, and everyone sees that. Well, the healthcare system needs to build to keep up with that population growth as well. And so one other thing is that we have begun to invest more heavily in access points that are community-based. We, like I said, we purchased CareNow roughly maybe 4 years ago. Since you and I spoke, we've probably added on a 4 or 5 more community-based urgent care clinics. Those are important because they live between an emergency room and a doctor's office. And so our mantra sort of is right access point, right level of care at the right cost point is, we think, what's prudent and what's our sort of responsibility to the community.
Your parent, HCA in Nashville, has got to love you. I mean, letting you spend $1.5 billion like this. But like I say, you ought to be close to tapped out. Do you have more plans?
Well, you know, look,
and
we
more
need
money?
We need to revise our number because we're now $1.7 billion in the last 5 years. And
good
so,
again,
I think it has more to do with the growth of the community and the demand and the need.
So the plans are afoot to open up this hospital, to do the rebranding. And you don't have any challenges? You know, the other hospitals, companies that I talk to are to some degree in limbo. The Affordable Care Act or what happens to insurance. Is this still weighing heavily on you?
Oh, sure. It's, as you know, it's a very complicated business. And when the federal government is your largest purchaser of health care through Medicare and at a state level Medicaid, it's highly regulated. It's highly complex. And you know, there are things that happen in the regulatory and in the legislative side that can affect us in the near term relative to our business. But we do think that both here locally and as a system across the country that we're well positioned, 42 major mid markets, and that, you know, we're providing exceptional care. We're doing it in an efficient way. And at the end of the day, there's a need for that in this country. And we manage the chaos behind the scenes to deliver an exceptional patient experience.
You know, and your industry is—it's got to be unique in the you have these giant for-profit and giant not-for-profit hospitals, and it somehow doesn't quite seem like a level playing field.
Well, I would tell you that you know, in any business, margin is an imperative. No margin, no mission. And so whether you're a tax-paying or a non-tax-paying entity, you have a fiduciary responsibility in managing that organization to be fiscally sound. When you think about one of the challenges for us or opportunities for the community, depending on how you look at it, is annually we'll pay $91 million in local and local property and state taxes. We'll pay another $91 million in federal taxes. And we have similar charity care burdens, so $320 million in uncompensated charity care we provide. So those are, you know, I think the tax-paying status is a benefit to the community for sure. I think that the uncompensated care and the uninsured and the ability to be a safety net is a benefit to the community as well. If you look at a macro level of the economic impact to the community, we think Medical City Healthcare's economic impact is right around $2 billion, so a significant player in the market.
Yeah, a significant player. You ever wake up in the middle of the night and worry about running out of sick people?
I do not. I do not.
That seems to be a given.
Yeah. They're going to be there. Our challenge is to deliver the highest quality care in the most efficient manner in a way that our patients believe that it's an exceptional experience.
Well, you have had quite a last 18 months or so, I think, since last we spoke. I can't wait to see what you guys do next. But it's impressive. Errol Akbar is the president of Medical City Healthcare. Thanks a lot for being with us again.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.